Blog Talk Radio.
I toss it up in the sky. My altitude is high, so my name's Ziggy. My tribe, so please don't make a move. Underneath the summer bruise, we're here to teach a little and entertain them. Cause all work and no play is nothing but a strain on the body and the brain cell. That's why we're coming from the heart, can't you tell? See, I must love my work, but it to work for me. Like I love my jiggy, my singing, my kids on my name, and you know I'm tall. I'll step back, so it's time to toss it
yo,
up, y'all.
Yo, I said now check it out, we can't intervene, I'm messing around. What's the name of the crew, the jigabashi, oh yes, I'm sound. And I'm from Harlem, uptown's kicking it. With the fuck up, what I mean, just so wicked it.
Listening to the Not Just Wrestling Show with your hosts, Mr. Pete and the Generic Dude.
It is Saturday. It is 4 o'clock and we are live. Not Just Wrestling is here. Generic Dude was good.
We good, bruh. We good. We live. It's time to do this shit, man. How do I sound?
Sound very well, sir. Very well.
Good. I'm doing it per the speakerphone this week. I'm trying out a different technology. We're going to see how it works.
Okay, it's coming in loud and clear, loud and clear. So what's going on in the world of wrestling this week, sir?
Well, before we get to the world of wrestling, let me tell you about LaGuardia Airport.
Go right ahead.
Okay. Now, if you live in the New York area, I want you to say, fuck LaGuardia Airport with me right now. Fuck LaGuardia Airport. And this is why. I had to pick up my cousin, and the flight was coming into LaGuardia from Chicago. And apparently, and it's Southwest Airlines, by the way. And it's coming in, and they didn't want to land due to weather restrictions, whatever. So they end up landing in Long Island at MacArthur Airport. And he was delayed about 3 hours. So I'm at LaGuardia, just sitting there in my car, and I have to end up driving to Long Island and then driving back, and I almost missed the show, and it's ridiculous. But I just wanted to get that out because my frustrations, they were at a high level today, sir.
And we'll get one more fuck LaGuardia Airport. Fuck LaGuardia,
LaGuardia Airport.
Yes, sir.
Let's get into it, Brett.
First things first, for those folks going to NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, the Not Just Wrestling Show will be in the fucking house.
We are in the building.
So if you want to come check with us, come chill with us. You know, maybe after the show, we're going to go have a drink because my birthday is around that time. My birthday is there. So, you know, we're going to go to the show.
We going to turn the fuck up, bruh.
Brooklyn style, baby.
That's what we do. That's what we do. Let's get it, baby.
So what do we got this week? Monday Night Raw. And we had just talked about it last week. The best women wrestlers in the world are finally up on the main roster.
Finally. I mean, we've been talking about this for months. It's ridiculous, especially Charlotte. Charlotte's been due. I mean, we've said it on the podcast a bunch of times. And finally, Stephanie comes out because the Bellas are talking a bunch of shit, acting like they run shit. Here comes Stephanie, and Stephanie drops the motherfucking bomb. And she says, well, guess what? We're going to have a change in the division. And she proceeds to bring out Becky Lynch.
Yes, sir.
So Becky Lynch comes out. She does her thing. And then Stephanie brings out Charlotte. And then finally, she brings out Sasha Banks. And then it turned into chaos. And was a beautiful disaster on my screen. I'm looking at it, and it's amazing. And everyone's whooping each other's ass. And this is what we wanted in the Divas division for such a long time.
Exactly. You're going to see a lot more Divas matches, probably main event in Raw, main event in SmackDown. And maybe one day main event the pay-per-view. I mean, they can go. And
as long as Vince
just
is
entertaining.
Alive, as long as Vince McMahon is alive, I don't think they'll ever main event a pay-per-view because him and you already know him and Kevin Dunn, the way they feel about the women and how they have to look like supermodels and be shitty wrestlers.
That's exactly why they're pushing Eva Marie to get trained properly and get in the ring. But hey, if she can turn herself into something, hey, I mean, she looks like a plastic Cupid doll, but you know what? If she can be trained and she can learn the proper way and go, like Charlotte, Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, even Bayley. Hey, more power to her.
I said this earlier in the week with Eva Marie. This is sink or swim, period.
Exactly.
Because you came on the scene and you had a couple matches and everybody realized that you were a shitty wrestler. Now, you may be something nice to look at. I mean, she's not my particular taste.
Not at all. She looks a little too plasticky.
Yeah, like for real. But aside from that, she was exposed as a shitty wrestler. So I say that to say this. She, next week on NXT, Wednesday, 8 p.m., if you have the network, please tune in. We're going to see her debut, her new self. And it's sink or swim. If she sucks, the NXT universe is going to let her know it. If she's great, the NXT universe is going to let her know it. And we'll see what the fuck happens. My money's not on her, though.
No, not at all. Not at all. Horrible, horrible, horrible. So with Sasha Banks coming up, I believe Bayley's next in line to get that title.
Yeah, I would definitely say Bayley's going to get the title.
And I love Bayley. I have a love affair with Bayley for some reason. Don't ask me why. She's not the most attractive one on the roster, but something
Bayley
about
has her. Bayley has the really cute thing going on. Like, with Bayley, you know, you can sit on the couch and probably play some video games with her, and you'll maybe be able to get some back shots out of the deal at the end of the night. But she's not someone that I would really take home to mama.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Someone I would take home to mama, someone would be like, who on the roster, help me out with this, who on the roster would you take home to mama?
Let's see. Lana.
Yeah. Lana.
Lana, you take them to mama, proper, little brothers, grandfather. You go to the cemetery to visit the grandparents. You know, you take it all that shit.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And if I can get Eden away from Cody Rhodes, then I would let her stay.
Yeah, that's match set point right there on that one.
Yeah, Cody hit the jackpot. Anyway, what else we got?
The Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins contract signing, and Kane's busted ankle, allegedly.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's a contract signing, and we know what happens with contract signings. This has gone back to the days of Stone Cold Steve Austin and Bret Hart.
Yeah, it's always going to be some shit.
It's always going to be some shit. Always. And
someone's going through a table. Someone's getting smacked. And the usual. Looking forward to that match tomorrow at Battleground. It should be all right. I think Rollins is going to retain due to some tomfoolery on the authorities' part.
What kind of tomfoolery, though? Because the story has shifted now.
Yeah, it's a little.
Security's out. Kane's out. So
some rumors going on. You need some new authority blood. So some rumors going around that Undertaker is going to make an appearance, and I think that would be great. Heel Undertaker with the authority.
Put Undertaker with the authority.
That would be interesting.
That would be damn interesting. I don't think that the writers have the fortitude to do anything like that. It would be nice though, but.
Maybe a Heyman.
He's supposed to come in at Raw or something like that, right?
Well, he was supposed to show up this week. No, tomorrow. Yeah, Monday. But we'll see. Tomorrow's a pay-per-view, so it's time. Let's see what they do. Maybe a Heyman heel turn. Maybe Triple H gets involved. But Rollins is going to walk out with that title.
I can see. You know what? I think you just said it right there. Triple H is going to get involved.
Yeah, he's been quiet as of late.
Triple H will come out. Triple H will fuck up the match some way, somehow, and he'll get in the ring, whatever the case is, and then Rollins comes and then he steals the win. I could definitely see that happen.
I mean, all his wins have been stolen, pretty much, but
yeah, that's how he wins.
Let's see. The rest of Raw, John Cena, open challenge. He gets Rusev. Yawn.
No, I wouldn't say yawn, because before it was Cena and Rusev, remember, we had Owens, Rusev, and Cesaro.
They went
on for more than 20 minutes. These three guys beat the living crap out of each other. We saw everything that Cesaro can do. Well, not everything that Owens can do, but Owens is like a freaking bulldozer, and that's just the way he just comes off in the ring. And Rusev was doing his thing, too. They had an incredible triple threat match, and the winner faces Cena for the title.
How I feel about it. This is how many times already with Cena and Rusev. It's just boring. I mean, Rusev's already pretty much been buried. He's gonna feud with Ziggler when Ziggler comes back. It's just a waste. He'll be dancing with fucking the fuck's his name? The hell's his name again?
Rusev is gonna be part of the Rosebuds.
I'll be dancing with Hornswoggle shortly.
He'll be
the giant leprechaun.
Speaking of the mid card, I don't know if you heard or not. So Intercontinental Champion Ryback, and he got injured, and Ryback will not be competing at Battleground, and it's because of a staph infection.
Yeah, which are no fucking good at all. Trust me when I tell you this.
It's funny because if you're a true wrestling fan, you listen to the Colt Cabana podcast when CM Punk was on. And CM Punk talked about the staph infection that he had and how he had that lump on his back, on his like lower back or whatever, and how he thought it was really bad, like staph infection and shit. And he also talked a lot of junk about Ryback. And it's funny how Ryback now has a staph infection.
And then Ryback gets a staph infection. No, it's not funny at all, but like karma.
Karma, exactly. It's weird how that happened. So I don't know what's going to happen. Ryback staph infection. I don't necessarily know the recovery period on something like that. I don't know if he's going to have to give up the title, whatever. But we're not.
Yeah, I'm not reading nothing about the. I'm not reading nothing about the title, but we're not getting that match. So that means the big slow won't be on the pay per view tomorrow. And thank God for that.
Or what they'll do, they're going to do Big Show versus The Miz, like we care.
Exactly. And I just can't. That the whole mid card, basically, minus a few guys like Cesaro and Owens, and basically the top guys like that. The Miz stinks. Big Show stinks. Mark Henry stinks. That's just bathroom break, smoke break, make something to eat break, all of that.
Yeah.
Now the Diva, because the Diva matches used to be the piss break. Now you can't do that no more.
Yeah, actually, I was watching a little bit of SmackDown, and even though, well, she didn't have a match, but Sasha Banks, okay, so this is a shit down with the Divas. Sasha Banks, Tamina, and Naomi are a team. And
yes.
Charlotte, Paige, and Becky Lynch are a team, and then you got the Bella Squad. So Sasha Banks' team, they were on SmackDown just basically talking shit. And, you know, they're talking about how they're going to run the division, them three. So now we have the Divas division has become crazy. We have three different factions, essentially, and they're all three-woman teams. That's kind of crazy.
And three women teams that could probably wrestle circles around some of the men on that damn roster.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the men, I wanted to talk about something. Stardust's return. He finally comes back from his father, Dusty Rhodes, the great Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. He passed away, and Stardust finally makes his return, Cody Rhodes. And he comes back in the Stardust gimmick.
Yeah, I didn't think he would, but he's sticking true to the gimmick. He's going to stay with it, and he's going to take it and see where it goes.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like it.
I mean, Big Dust was known as Stardust back in the day, and he said that's what he wants to carry that legacy, and I guess to honor his brother as well. Let's see what he does. I mean, he wasn't getting nowhere being Cody, so I mean, Stardust isn't exactly going anywhere either, but you got to do something.
See, I personally think Cody had a couple characters. He had the dashing Cody Rhodes, to where he would do the little 30-second vignettes on how to be dashing. And it would just show him in, like, a fucking robe in the bathroom, showing people how to brush their teeth. Now that was funny, but there's only so much that you can do with that.
Then it was funny with the paper bags. You got to remember the paper bags when Mysterio, quote-unquote, broke his nose and he was disfigured, and they had the paper bags, which was fucking, and his mask, which was hilarious.
Right, he became Dark Cody. I like Dark Cody. Dark Cody Rhodes was pretty cool. I like that gimmick. But then, right after that, he ends up coming up. He took the mask off, and he became kind of like the shit Cody Rhodes. And he had the Intercontinental title. And I believed in that Cody Rhodes because he was a really good guy. He was pretty much a prick as Dashing Cody Rhodes. And then he became a real asshole as the Dark Cody Rhodes. But he emerged into something else, and I believed in that, but it went nowhere, and then we get Stardust.
Yes, and looks like we're gonna stay with Stardust for a while. Let's see. Hopefully, they can do something with it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess he didn't need to acknowledge his father.
He did build his name up, so he's just basically a mid-card guy for life.
Now, I wanted to ask you a quick question about, now we're going to get off of Raw real quick, and we're going to go to another company. Anybody who used to watch NXT a few years ago knows who Derek Bateman is.
Yes, sir.
Derek Bateman is now Ethan Carter III, EC3. TNA's top star, and it's a nod to CP3, Chris Paul. You know what I mean? Shout out Los Angeles Clippers is what we do. And he's the champion now. He beat Kurt Angle on a roll up. He didn't. It's not like he hit a finisher and put Kurt to the ground.
Yeah, basically a roll up. A roll up keeps everybody strong. You know what I'm saying?
That's a damn good point. And now we have Ethan Carter III as the TNA champion. And with all of the speculation about TNA losing their deal in September with Destination America, which I don't have, and I know you don't have, and I know most of America doesn't have.
Nope.
But that wasn't the destination to America that they thought that it would be. But that's neither here nor there. What do you think of your man as the champion?
I like him. He's not great, but he's not bad. I mean, he looks like Jason Biggs, like we said before, but he really does. He can go in the ring. I mean, he's probably the best they got right now. TNA stinks. I haven't watched it in forever. He's all right. Product of the WWE system, so you know he's learned correctly. So I mean, he's carrying the ball for them. Too bad it's a dark point in their company, but
yeah,
he's okay. I mean, I wouldn't build a federation around him, but hey, that's what they got.
Jeff Jarrett will, though.
Of course,
he'll probably go to GFW. No, when TNA thinks he's going to GFW,
Jeff Jarrett always builds around himself. But hey,
yeah, well, that's true too.
He don't forget he is the King of the Mountain champion.
Oh yeah, the King of the Mountain champion. He's like, I guess that makes him like the shit or something like that in TNA.
And Vince Russo was like, "What the hell is the King of the Mountain?"
Yeah, because it's stupid. You came back to TNA to promote GFW, to get on their pay-per-view that was probably free or something like that. Because TNA,
yeah, I believe it was on Destination America.
Yeah, pretty much. And there's no Destination to America for TNA. But anyway, so Jeff Jarrett, he's in this King of the Mountain match, and he ends up winning. What does it mean? It means that I'm taking most of your fucking roster to GFW.
If you look at the GFW roster, it's a lot of TNA guys.
Yep.
A lot
of TNA guys and a lot of WWE rejects. We have the Dare Wolf. And anybody who doesn't know who the Dare Wolf is, that's Justin Gabriel.
Yes. Hey, he wanted out. Hey.
Yeah,
he wanted out. He asked for his release.
They weren't going to do nothing with him. Justin Gabriel was good when he was with Tyson Kidd as the International Airstrike. I thought that shit was dope.
And it was a great tag team name right there, too.
But Tyson Kidd got hurt, and then Tyson Kidd ends up getting hurt. Have we even spoken about that yet? About Samoa Joe and Tyson Kidd, that whole
thing? Yeah, I believe when the injury happened, but
that's right.
It's just a messed up situation. Right when the guy gets something going, it's like, boom.
Yeah, him and Cesaro, they had the ball rolling, man.
They were on a roll.
And I kind of like how Cesaro still comes out with some of their old gear. Because it's a nod to Tyson Kidd. Because Tyson Kidd is one of the best to have so many fucking injuries. The dude is just injury prone. It's crazy.
Basically, I think it's around, especially with the injury he has now, it may be time to just hang it up. He's still young, you know. They'll hook you up with a job. You can become
now,
a trainer.
Now, speaking of hanging it up, I read something with Daniel Bryan that was rather depressing. I don't know. Have you read anything about an interview that he?
Yeah,
had
the recently? Radio interview. Yeah, but he also tweeted that was fake, and he said he will be back. Yes, the radio interview. He said he don't know where they got that from, but it was fake, and he will wrestle again. So that. Because when I saw the interview, I didn't even bother listening to it, but I read it, and I was like, oh, shit. But then...
Yeah, I read it, and he's like, stop cheering for me. You need to just focus on the product right now. And, you know, and he's just alluding to never being back again. But that's interesting. I didn't know that he tweeted that. So.
Yeah, he tweeted and said he'll be wrestling again. That interview was a fake. And okay. He never said those things. So hopefully one day he will be back. I mean, take your time getting back. Neck injuries are the worst. You don't want to rush it. Just relax. Take your time. Get better. And then come back.
We'll see what happens. That brings us to NXT. So NXT this week was pretty good. We had Samoa Joe come out. And Samoa Joe fought, I forgot the dude's name. A jobber, an NXT jobber, whatever. And Samoa
enhancement talent.
Yeah, enhancement talent. There you go. And Samoa Joe wins, squash match. And that brings me to my question. What the fuck is Samoa Joe doing in NXT?
Enhancing his talent. Learning the WWE way.
Yeah, whatever.
I think they're probably going to tweak him a little bit and get rid of the muscle buster because that's what fucked Tyson Kidd up.
Yeah. Well, he does that. We get the vaudevillains end up becoming they're the number one contenders. I believe we spoke on that. Blake and Murphy had a match. Oh, this is what I want to talk about. That's right. That's right. So, Chad Gable. Did you watch NXT, bro?
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Saturday's my night to watch NXT.
Okay. So, Chad Gable and Jason Jordan end up forming a tag team because in NXT Universe World, Jason Jordan has been a part of a tag team with Ty Dillinger, who, and I don't want to get off topic, but Ty Dillinger is going to debut that Perfect 10 gimmick, and Ty Dillinger actually wrestled in the Stu Hart dungeon. So let's be clear, Ty Dillinger is the shit. He just needs to be given an opportunity. Now, I say that to say this. He was tag team with Jason Jordan, who's now looking for a partner, and he gets Chad Gable. Chad Gable is the next coming of Kurt Angle.
That good?
He's the shit. He's the fucking shit. Like, you need to watch the match. I knew he was the shit because Chad Gable is an Olympic gold medalist. And he's a collegiate athlete. And Chad Gable is a beast. And from what I saw and the tag team moves that these two were putting on, I think Jason Jordan and Chad Gable about to be the new shit, bro.
Yeah, I like Jason Jordan. Jason Jordan's pretty good. I liked, I actually liked when he was with Ty Dillinger, but they broke up rather quickly. And I liked, he got the look. I mean, he can move in the ring really good.
Yeah, so he's
still young. I mean, they're gonna be the top dog soon. Those are the guys that are gonna be shining soon because, you know, you're gonna have, with Owens up, you'll have Balor coming up, and the rest of those guys that have been there are gonna be coming up.
Yeah, they're gonna need to because once Balor comes up, and then Hideo Itami comes back, it's pretty much just gonna be Hideo Itami and Tyler Breeze at the top of the card. So they're gonna have to bring up Yuha Nation, of course.
Yes, eventually. We got Sami Zayn, which I think Sami Zayn's going to come back at the Rumble, and that's going to start a feud with Owens on the main roster.
Yeah, and Sami Zayn, he actually, on this weekend, NXT, he comes out to a beautiful ovation, and the crowd is chanting Ole, and it's amazing. Sami Zayn is probably my favorite wrestler right now, and I'm so freaking upset that your man pretty much said he's going to be out for the rest of the year. But we're hoping, because we're, at the end of the day, we're smarts as well, and we think that we know better than creative. And if Sami Zayn is good to go by the Rumble, have Kevin Owens in the ring fucking everybody up, and then here comes Sami Zayn.
And then Kevin Owens looks stunned, they go at it for a little while, and then the next guy comes in.
Perfect.
Next couple months.
Exactly. And even lead up to a match at Mania, that would be nice. And Sami Zayn, he made sure to say on NXT that he's coming. He said he's going for the NXT title. Yeah, okay, whatever. But he said he's coming for Kevin Owens. So we'll see what happens.
And everybody knows where Kevin Owens is, so it's time for Sami to get up there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, man. I'm looking forward to it.
It's okay.
I'm looking forward to going to TakeOver, bro. We're going to be that motherfucker.
I'm just excited. This is going to be my first time seeing Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen live. Kevin Steen
versus Prince Devitt. Exactly, it's going to be fucking amazing. And I've never been to the Barclays Center before, and I'm tripping because I live in the area, and I've never been to a Nets game while they was in the Barclays Center. So I'm wilding, and I'm going to be up in there going crazy. I can't wait.
Yeah, we will be in the house, and like I said, if you want to meet the crew, we'll all be in the house. Myself, Generic Dude, Angry Lou, we'll all be in the house.
Angry Lou's going to be in the house just being angry, so if you want to come up and give him some angry love, just come on through, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be the shit.
Well, let's just give a quick rundown of that Battlefield card tomorrow and some slight predictions. Okay, let's see. Kickoff match is going to be R-Truth against Barrett. Double, triple, quadruple yawn. I'm not even picking anybody for that garbage.
Yo, during that match, I'm going to be getting some money in GTA.
Yeah, and basically, because if you play GTA, the prison break is double money this weekend, so get it.
I'm going to be doing prison break, because to be honest with you, I did Fleeka.
And I know we're going way off topic. And if you don't play GTA, you don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
You have no clue.
This is my show, goddammit. So the very next mission after Flika is a prison break. Double money. We're going to be on it. I say that to say this. As soon as Barrett and Truth is over, because they've been wrestling each other for such a long fucking time. Like, every time Barrett wrestles, Truth got something to do with it.
It's boring. No one cares. Wade Barrett is one of the most wasted talent in there right now. I mean, WWE is full of wasted talent, but Barrett, forget it. You're still fucking wrestling R-Truth.
And you want to know what's funny about it, too? That R-Truth always gets the best of Barrett for the most part, but I think Barrett's going to end up winning tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see. You got Primetime Players versus New Day. Should be okay. I'm going for the New Day to regain their titles back tomorrow.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen. I think you want to know what might happen. It might be some bullshit. They might pull some swerve, and New Day tries to cheat, and Primetime Players ends up getting the victory, and then we get another rematch at SummerSlam, and I can see the New Day retaining that.
You got Sheamus and Randy Orton, and Sheamus is rolling, so you got to go with Sheamus.
Sheamus is rolling, and even if Sheamus doesn't win, you know what? I wouldn't even say that, because Randy Orton is the type of dude that'll beat somebody. He beat Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, and Rollins became the champion.
Very true, very true. But and
so you
want to
know what's funny? You want to know what'll be funny as hell that happens? The same exact scenario with Sheamus. Randy Orton beat Sheamus, and then Sheamus,
cashes in. Wishful thinking, he loses the title the next night on Raw.
To perhaps Lesnar.
Say Lesnar wins. Give it back to Rollins.
Yeah, you're right. Give it back to Rollins. That'll be dope. Because Sheamus does not belong with that Money in the Bank contract. I don't see Sheamus being in the main event on Raw consistently next year. I just don't see it. Not with Kevin Owens there.
And he looks stupid.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. He got a... Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt.
Okay. I was invested in their feud in the beginning. And now, not so much. Not so much.
Yeah, me neither. I'm interested. I'll watch. I'm going to go with Roman on this one. They're going to keep it. Maybe a double DQ or something like that. Maybe introduce a new member of the Wyatt family. Maybe restart the Wyatt family. You can go in a million different directions with this one. But I'm going to go
with
double
DQ. I could definitely see double DQ because, you know, they're just so enraged at each other from all of the crap that's happened in the past weeks that they're just on the outside and they just get both counted out. And because I can see that bullshit happening because it happened with him and Dean Ambrose.
Yep.
And then the payoff will be at SummerSlam.
If the WWE had any balls, you'd have Roman Reigns' daughter come out dressed like a Wyatt.
That shit will be crazy.
But they got no balls.
They don't have balls. Exactly.
There you go.
Touché.
We got Kevin Owens and John Cena. Everybody knows who I'm going with. And that's Kevin Owens taking that U.S. title.
I'm going for Owens. I would love Owens to win. And then Cena get the rematch at SummerSlam. And it could be in a stipulation match. I'm cool with that. And let Owens win that too. The point here is to not let Kevin Owens get the John Cena burial treatment because Cena will bury your ass and it'll be over.
Quickly.
Quickly. Look at Rusev. Perfect example.
You mean dancing Rusev?
Look at Umaga. You remember Umaga? Umaga was a beast. Bulldozer. And he was like undefeated. And then he faces Mr. John Cena. Cena beats him, and Umaga became nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Umaga was just an afterthought, and then he tragically passed away, which fucking sucks. Because I liked Umaga. Umaga was really good. And you got the main event, Rollins versus Brock Lesnar. Going with Rollins retaining due to some tomfoolery and some authority shenanigans.
Yep, pretty much. I could even see a DQ. Just a bullshit disqualification. And send... Send the fans home pissed off and ready for SummerSlam. And then we get
That's your battleground pay-per-view. And we're going to take a short break. And then we're going to go into our little movie madness discussion. Talk about some movie trailers, what's coming out.
Yes, sir.
And,
what's coming out? We had a lot of trailers that came from Comic-Con this week.
Yes,
and
sir.
We're going to be talking about them. We're going to dissect them, and it's going to be good shit.
All right. So let's take a quick little break. Enjoy this promo. We'll be back.
The heavyweight champion of the world, Nature Boy Ric Flair.
Ladies. Woo! It is so hot to be humble when you're looking like Ric Flair. And to cap last night's events, as I walked out of New York City today, every woman within 100 yards was hollering, here comes the boss. And Bruce Springsteen was nowhere to be seen. Bruce Springsteen, if you can follow my act in New York, then you will be the boss. Now, let's talk about what's happening. Baltimore, Philadelphia, Magnum PA. You know, girls, I know you like it when I slide out of these clothes. You see, the difference between me and a lot of these so-called big-time stars is that I'm custom-made with the clothes. I got the big Rolex watches. I got everything that's going on. I'm the best-looking man alive. I'm not Dusty Rhodes sitting in the control room with a David Allen Coe truck driving hat on. I'm not wearing blue jeans. I don't have on a funky t-shirt. I'm alligators and Rolex watches from head to toe. I'm the man. And you see that I can roll up this shirt and I can drive us. Take a look at that, huh? Arnold Schwarzenegger, be glad you're making movies. You see, I'm what it's all about, girls. I'm what's happening. I'm the world champion. Now you look at Magnum TA. He looks like Jim Cornette with his clothes off. Magnum, how can you possibly expect to be the world champion with a body like that? Them teeny weeny arms and those skinny weeny legs and that so turkey looking neck. And you want to jump on this? Don't wrap me up. Dusty Rhodes, Magnum TA, Nikita, teeny weeny Buddy Landell. It makes no difference. When you're Ric Flair and you're the world champion, Tony, you just gotta call it as you see it. Woo! Woo!
Tony, let's be very realistic about what's going on in life.
Okay.
In the words of so many beautiful young women around the world, I'm just plain hot for days. I'm Ric Flair. I'm the world's heavyweight wrestling champion. This is a man's sport. The marquee outside the major arenas around the world says National Wrestling Alliance. Right alongside that, it says professional wrestling. It says Ole and Arn Anderson, international tag team champions, the best. It says the Koloffs, even though I don't like Nikita. They're what wrestling's all about. They're men. Tully Blanchard, woo, destined to be one of the greatest U.S. champions of all time. Magnum TA, do not like him. I tolerate him when I'm not beating up on him. But the bottom line is, he's a hell of a man. Because he's part of the National Wrestling Alliance. The Rock and Roll Express, the World Tag Team Champions, they're right on the course, brother. The Midnight Express, we're talking about high-powered, big-time wrestling. And then, let's sum it all up one more time. Woo! Dusty Rhodes, the World Television Champion. The man who on two different occasions has been the world champion. Our egos ride side by side. He doesn't like me getting ahead, and that hurts me right here for him to get ahead. But Dusty Rhodes, until they put us together right here on this superstation, you're just going to have to assume, because my belt is gold and yours is silver, that I'm more man than you are. Philadelphia, Baltimore, woo, the world champions on his way. In closing, let me say this. Nikita Koloff, you ain't so bad. You ain't so bad. As a matter of fact, when I was tasting you, brother, I found you to be not so bad at all. Remember, girls, remember, when Ric Flair's in town, showtime. Woo!
The world heavyweight champion,
the Nature Boy. Ric Flair, one of the best promo men, one of the best ever in the business. In the business, most definitely. We are back, not just wrestling show. It is movie madness time.
It is movie madness. Now, we had some shit happen this week. We had Comic-Con, and we had some trailers come out. And Suicide Squad trailers out.
I'll tell you what, after watching that, I'm a believer.
I'm a believer. I definitely am. It's gonna be a shit. Believer.
Let's take a look. If folks at home, it's on YouTube, full Suicide Squad trailer in HD. We're going to take a look, analyze it a little bit.
Analyze the trailer. See what's happening here. See what's going on there.
Yes.
I mean, the trailer starts out, and that man, that woman's name, I forgot that woman's name, the black lady, but she's a detective, and apparently she has a lot to do with the Suicide Squad.
Yeah, she created them. It was her brainchild. And they open up and they go into Arkham. And it's if you're into comics and Arkham Asylum and all that, this fucking, they did it justice. They mentioned Superman in the trailer. So all the movies are linked together. They're pulling a Marvel on us.
Yeah, they're and they had to, because Marvel has been doing their thing. I mean, we got Iron Man, Hulk movies, we got Captain America movies, Thor movies, we got Spider-Man movies, and now Avenger movies. We even got Guardians of the Galaxy. It's ridiculous. Marvel's killing it. And
they're all gonna be interlinked and related.
Exactly, especially nowadays. And the Avengers and the whole way that that shit is happening is awesome. And, you know, Age of Ultron was a great movie. So I'm looking forward to the future of Marvel. But here, so we have them, and it shows them in the prison. And it shows all of the characters, and, of course, they're locked up. And I'm assuming, I guess this is what, Arkham Asylum?
Yeah, that's Arkham Asylum.
Yeah, it has to be Arkham Asylum. Okay.
And they're not dick riding Will Smith in the trailer, even though he's the biggest star in the movie, but they're not dick riding him, which is refreshing.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not very satisfied with Will Smith being cast in this movie, because Will Smith is just Will Smith in every movie. It's Will Smith playing Will Smith.
He brings other eyes to the movie. You get the Will Smith fans watching something that they normally wouldn't watch. So it opens up a different audience to the movie. Margot Robbie's in it, who's fucking amazing. If you've seen Wolf of Wall Street.
Margot Robbie. Let me tell you
whatever
something.
Whatever it is. Whatever her name is.
My wife. I need her to just become my wife, because she is possibly, quite possibly, the most beautiful person on the planet. And I will say that right here on record. She is gorgeous. And if you don't know who Margot Robbie is, she's from The Wolf of Wall Street. She played Leonardo DiCaprio's second wife, the blonde-headed chick. And she just, she is a bucket of juice that I just want to drink.
Phenomenal.
And she's playing Harley Quinn, and it's going to be amazing.
And if you look closely in the trailer, there's a scene you see the Joker's car. It looks like he's driving a Bugatti. And there's a special guest riding on top of the car.
Special guest is none other than the Caped Crusader.
So it's completely intertwined with Superman versus Batman, which I'm not really excited for, but it's all intertwined. And then after this, we'll get into Justice League.
We'll get into the likes and dislikes of the Batman and Superman, because there are some things that I have an issue with. But so that means that Ben Affleck's going to be in this movie.
Yes, probably quick 1, 2, 3 appearance, but he will be in it to intertwine.
I mean, it's interesting. I like that. I like how they're
and
doing
Jared,
that.
Pretty- and Jared Leto as the Joker. I mean, he looks fucking insane.
Jared Leto, man, as the freaking Joker.
He looks absolutely insane.
Now, a lot of people had an issue with possibly him being the Joker and if he could pull it off. He got the look pulled off. I'll tell you that shit right now.
And even in the trailer, I mean, he got it going in the trailer. You can, I mean, so far, I mean, it's only about 10 seconds, but you know what? It looks good. I mean, no one thought Heath Ledger could pull it off.
No one thought Heath Ledger, but because I just now watched the trailer, and I watched the end just now, and the part to where he's telling, because that's Harley Quinn right there. It's at that point, because I fucking know it's Harley Quinn. They end up breaking out, and then they end up invading the whatever, because Harley Quinn, she's a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Her real name is Harleen Quinn, Harleen Quinzel. There it is. So that has to be him, because the story goes that he ends up capturing her, the Joker, and he captures Harley, and he ends up almost fucking killing her and turns her crazy, and that's how she becomes a clownish like him, and she becomes Harley Quinn. And I'm pretty sure he's talking to her right there, where I'm not going to kill you, but it's going to hurt really, really bad. And then we get crazy Harley Quinn. It's going to be dope. I can't wait.
Yeah, I wasn't when they announced it. I was like, Suicide Squad. And then the trailer, I mean, it did its job. It got me fucking interested.
And we're going to end up getting more trailers.
Oh, of course. I mean, the movie doesn't come out for a whole year, so.
Yeah, exactly. Next August. We're going to get more and more revealing trailers. And as the time rolls on to it, I'm going to be souped. I'm going to be crazy. I think what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to try to mimic as best as I can Jared Leto's Joker for this Halloween.
Yeah, that would be dope.
That would be dope, right?
And
I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to make jokes, and I'm going to go to a Halloween party, and I'm going to try to bag some numbers. And these chicks are going to be fucking the Joker.
You got to actually dye your hair green, though. Let's try to pull that off.
Oh, that's going to happen. I'm going to dye my... Well, you know what? I'm probably going to get a wig. I'll get a wig. I'm going to be a cross.
But it would be more authentic to actually dye it.
And since I have
and hilarious, too.
Ledger. Oh, yeah. Maybe I should just dye my hair. But see, I might not have any hair by Halloween because, you know, I'm getting a little older and the bald spot's on and I can't really fuck with it. I don't know if I could do it, bro.
I might just have to take it down.
I'm going to have to take it down. I might have to get the Vin Diesel going.
And we also had the Deadpool trailer, but it's kind of a bootleg trailer.
Dude was way far back. I couldn't even see it.
It looks dope. Deadpool was one I was looking forward to. It looks dope. You got the perfect actor playing Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
And it looks dope.
And it's guaranteed from that trailer that this movie is going to be rated R. Because,
of course, you can't have a fucking PG or PG-13 Deadpool movie. No way in hell.
Yeah, there were so many F-bombs dropped, and all you heard was fuck, 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 fuck. And I can't wait, because Ryan Reynolds is the perfect person to play Deadpool. And he said that when I read an interview with him, Ryan Reynolds said when he played Deadpool in the Wolverine movie, he absolutely loved it. He loved the character, and he loved that, you know, the way that he ends up becoming Deadpool and the skills that he has. So Ryan Reynolds is all in, and we might end up getting more than one Deadpool movie.
Yeah, no, they're trying to actually do a trilogy or a nice little franchise with this, and it intertwines with the X-Men movies, so, because you got Colossus is in it.
And then we also have Ant-Man that came out yesterday.
Yeah, Ant-Man came out yesterday. I'm going to try to actually get to see it, hopefully, some point this weekend, because that's another one I was interested in.
Yeah, we got Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd's playing Ant-Man. And if anybody doesn't know who Paul Rudd is, you could just watch Knocked Up or 40-Year-Old Virgin or most of the movies that have Seth Rogen in it, because Paul Rudd is hilarious. And him playing Ant-Man, I hear that it's a pretty funny movie, and I need to get my ass in the movie theater to see that shit. Marvel's killing it, bro.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. You still got Fantastic Four coming out this summer, so... Hopefully, hopefully they do Fantastic Four justice, because the last group of Fantastic Four movies stunk.
I like Dr. Doom because he was played by the guy that was from a
Julian
show
McMahon.
Julian McMahon, my
the dude from he was from Nip Tuck.
Exactly, because back when, and this takes it back to last week. Back when I had a girlfriend, back when I had somebody that I can share love with, we used to watch Nip Tuck, and Nip Tuck was a great show. And I liked this dude because this dude was always the pimp, always. You know, tall dude, strapping, handsome cat, and then they cast him as Doom, and if you ask me, he killed it.
Yeah, no, he was really good, but story-wise, the movie sucked.
And Jessica Alba sucked. See, the problem I have with Jessica Alba is this. Jessica Alba doesn't recognize her heritage. See, I'm a Puerto Rican person, and Jessica Alba has Spanish in her. And apparently, I read an interview with her, and Jessica Alba just, she has an issue with that side of her family, whatever the fuck the case is. And I'm like, oh, fuck Jessica Alba, all right? Ignore me, shit.
Self-hate is a motherfucker. She's on that Vin Diesel shit. I'm not gonna discuss what I am. I'm human being.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. Like, fuck LaGuardia Airport and fuck Jessica Alba while you're at it. God damn it.
There you go. And we also got I don't know if you had a chance to see it yet. The Creed trailer.
The what trailer?
Creed. The new Rocky.
Get out of here.
It is now out. Yes, and I have it on right now. It is on YouTube. Really? It's Michael B. Jordan playing the son of the great Apollo Creed.
Really?
Yes, sir. Pull it up.
I've seen the trailer. I will pull that up right now.
Movie looks good. Different feel to it. It's not. You don't get Rocky up the ass. And they're going in a whole new direction with the Rocky franchise. Good looking flicks over. Hopefully. I mean, it's a Rocky movie, so I will be checking it out.
So, is Sylvester Stallone in this movie?
Stallone is in it, yes. But Michael B. Jordan is the star.
Okay. Well, Michael B. Jordan is great.
Yeah, he's also in Which one?
Was he in Fruitvale Station?
Which one again? I'm sorry. You broke
up. Fruitvale Station, brother.
Yeah, Fruitvale Station.
Okay.
And he's also Human Torch in Fantastic Four.
That's right. He sure is.
You ever seen Chronicle? He was in Chronicle, which was good. And also, HBO fans, he was in The Wire. That's Wallace from The Wire back in the day.
There you go.
So Michael B. Jordan's been around the block. Real good actor.
And I Creed definitely looks good. From the director of Fruitvale Station. That's what it is.
Yes.
Okay, I like it. Finally, we have we got the Batman trailer, man.
Yes, sir.
And to be honest with you, it was a great trailer. I was very, very happy with it.
But I'm not feeling the whole. I'm just not feeling it. It's if you look when it's being released, it's being released in March.
Okay.
And a lot of movie studios release their movies that they don't think are going to be good around that time between January and March. I mean, this should be a summer movie, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but they're going to get my money, of course, but
of course,
I'm just not anticipating this one.
Well, they're tying in Batman with Man of Steel. Because it clearly shows you got Ben Affleck running into the building that's fallen down, and with the smoke and everything coming at him, and that obviously is what happened in Man of Steel. That's why Superman is in court to begin with, because
yes,
putting him on trial for all of the shit that happened in Man of Steel. And this is how all of the fanboys are fucking swole. And let me put this shit on record right now. Because a lot of people had a lot of issues with all of the shit that happened in Man of Steel in regards to how Metropolis was completely destroyed when Superman and Zod and all of Zod's goons were fighting him. And they destructed all of...
Exactly, because in real life, like, what do you expect when aliens brawl? It's not going to be pretty. I mean, if you watch the old Superman movies, they didn't fuck anything up, really. I mean, this is realistic. Aliens, superpowered aliens fighting. It's going to fuck shit up.
And that's kind of what I liked about it, too. See, I have to admit, this trailer is very interesting. I mean, it starts off and everybody thinks that Superman, you know, look, that's what we would think in real life. If some dude came down and he had all of these superpowers, had the fucking balls to wear this suit with a cape and walked around like, I'm Superman, the regular public is going to be like, yo, who the fuck is this alien that came to Earth? And now you're the man around here, and you're supposed to be, like, better than the cops. Like, get out of here. We got that man for that. You know, like, that's what the world is. So you see Ben Affleck, and he's running into the smoke, and that was Wayne Manor, or apparently it was. I don't know. It was a
Wayne. No, it was Wayne Enterprises. It was his business.
So his business is in Metropolis.
Yes. Oh, he had a division in Metropolis. And he just happened to be working there that day.
So I like that. I like how they're intertwining that a little bit. Because now what that shows the struggle between Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent. Now Bruce Wayne is more so like to protect the people. And he sees Superman and he's completely destroying the city. Even though Superman has his own positive agenda, like don't get it twisted. But Bruce Wayne being more on the for the people side, people are dying in those buildings.
Yes.
Be told. So that's where the beef comes.
Yes, but is this going to intertwine the other Batman movies that we got? Batman Begins, Dark Knight, and Dark Knight Rises. Are they linked, or this is just complete reboot?
I mean, they're probably starting from scratch.
I mean, it would be cool if they linked him and, you know, he hasn't been Batman in years and then this shit happens and he's Batman again. That would be dope.
Like,
they try to get Christian Bale for it.
Get Tom Hardy to bring Bane back real quick or something.
I don't know about that one.
Well, you
what are you
like
going to do, thing? Batman? It was okay.
We are initiated. I was born in the dark.
It was all right. It was all right. I mean, it was.
I like Tom Hardy. Yo, Tom Hardy's not that bad.
You go from Heath Ledger to it was just to where you had one of the greatest villain performances in the history of movies, and then it's hard to live up to that.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think they're restarting it. It's going to be a reboot in this.
Yeah, I mean. At the end of the day, they're going to get my money.
The Justice League, right?
Yeah, this all, it's called Dawn of Justice. So it's going to go right into, you'll get the Justice League movie and Wonder Woman did it. And a lot of people are boohooing because Wonder Woman has high heels. To all those offended, grow some fucking balls and stop complaining.
Grow some balls because, you know what I did when I first heard that people were a little bit offended about Wonder Woman and how she looks and this, that, and the third, whatever. I went to Google and I typed in Wonder Woman. And the Wonder Woman show back in the day, I forgot the actress's name and I'm tripping because
Linda
of that.
Carter.
But there you go. Fucking Linda Carter was wearing heels. So get the fuck over it. We live in such a PC world now. Like, get out of here. Who gives a damn?
Yeah, I'm not even gonna get into that. As a matter of fact, folks, that's next week's topic. The PC world.
The PC world,
and not my initials. You're not getting my real name, but those are my initials. But the PC world and what this country is becoming.
Yeah, this country has, you know, we're a bunch of pussies. We're a bunch of pussies, and we let ourselves get fucked.
Pretty much.
This is America. Pretty much. America.
And if you speak your mind, you get bashed. And it's actually, we're actually running out of time right now. And so we're going to go out on that note because we only had an hour this week. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. This episode should sound a lot better because today we broadcasted in hi-fi. So hopefully when you listen, we're in hi-fi. But enjoy. Thank you for listening. Have a good week, folks. Be safe out there. If you're at a block party, enjoy it. If you're getting drunk tonight, enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy playing. I'm Mr. Pete. That's the generic dude. We'll be back next week.
Generic dude. We'll see you guys
for
next
the
week.
PC World. We'll be there next week. Enjoy, and we are out.
Later.